All this is he, is universal. And then when he says in the 11th verse, Manushim Tanum Ashritam, I am also individual who is to be found in the body of the human beings. He is also the individual. So that is also given here in the 11th verse. So he is transcendental, universal, individual. He is supracosmic, he is universal, and he is omnipresent, individual. All right. Now, having done this, described the supreme reality, now comes the application of this knowledge. So first, Sri Krishna describes all those people who don't apply this knowledge at all. So for them, Sri Krishna says, Moghasha mogha karmano mogha jnana vichetasa rakshasim asurim cheva prakritim mohinim shritaha. Those who don't apply this knowledge in their life at all, their hopes are useless, vain. Mogha asha. Mogha karmanaha. All their activities are in vain. Mogha jnanaha. All what they call their knowledge is vain. They are entirely gripped. Shritaha. They are all gripped. By what? By prakriti, by nature, which is mohinim, which enchants, which keeps them engaged. And when they get engaged, they are gripped by rakshasim asurim prakritim. The nature in which they begin to dwell is rakshasi or asuri. Once I had explained the distinction between rakshasa and asura. The distinction is that rakshasa is a desire which has many grades, from petty desires to world-devouring desires, like the desires of Hitler or Napoleon. They want to devour the whole world. So the desire for overpowering the whole world is a manifestation of the rakshasi maya, the desire which is rakshasi in character. Asuri is not only a desire, but which is guided by the mental operations. Rakshasa is not a mental being. The mind is not preponderant in the rakshasa. He is a devourer. He simply is hungry. He wants to eat, devour everything. Asura is more cunning. He also wants to devour, but uses the mental power. He's a trickster, gambler, designer, plotter, conspirator. With his mind is utilized not for perceiving that supreme, but finding out the ways and means by which the whole world can be devoured with cunning and with conspiracy. So these human beings who do not apply this integral knowledge, for them, Sri Krishna says very clearly that all their hopes are in vain, all their actions are in vain, all their knowledge is in vain. They remain completely gripped in the desire and in the cunning that is used for desire in the largest possible terms. But those who apply, in the next verse, Sri Krishna says, those who apply this integral knowledge, Mahatmanastu mam partha devi prakritim ashrita. They are the real great souls who take resort to devim prakritim, who take resort to my divine nature. Not lower nature, but the divine nature. Not apara prakriti, but para prakriti. They take resort to para prakriti. In the analogy that I gave earlier was, those who decide knowingly to sit in the aeroplane. So, mahatmanasto mam partha devim prakritim ashrita. They decide to be gripped by devi prakriti, by the higher nature. And then what happens when they are in the grip of the higher nature? Bhajanti. This is one word of devotion arises. This is the synthesis of knowledge and devotion.